Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love. I'm so glad that you have joined me today, as I always am, and I just continually want to give God all the glory and honor and praise because He's so worthy to receive it. And, you know, it's just an honor. It's such an honor to serve the Lord and to be a part of what He's doing in the earth. And I know that you probably have that same sentiment. And, you know, it's just really, truly an amazing time that we're living in right now. And there's so much that's happening. We know that prophecy is being fulfilled and darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness is covering people. But praise God that we, the ecclesia, the body of Christ, that we are rising up and we are seeing such a powerful move of God's Spirit, and the glory of the Lord is manifesting in such a powerful way. And you know what? It's just going to keep on just manifesting even more and more and more. Why? Because the glory of the Lord has risen up on you, has risen up on me, and God in your life. So hallelujah. You know, just praise God for that. I'm so grateful. And so before I dive in here to what the Lord has given me to share with you today, I just want to just say thank you to all of those who you message me on social media or you email me, or some of you, you even send letters to the P.O. Box for Deaf Ministries. And thank you for just sharing your heart with me. Thank you for just, you know, encouraging me with your praise reports. And also, I take every single one of your prayer requests. Sometimes I know you're not able to, sometimes the time goes by so fast, I don't have time to open up, you know, the studio for you to actually, you know, to take a question from you or to pray for you. But you send your prayer requests in. And listen, I just want to let you know that nothing goes unnoticed. And I pray over every single one of you and your prayer requests. And sometimes, and I'll have our intercessors, we'll just lay hands on your prayer requests because I print them off, and we'll lay hands on them, and I'll have them to pray with me to be in agreement as well. So anyway, I don't think I've ever really shared that before, but keep on sending them. And also, sometimes on Facebook Messenger, I just want to let you know, sometimes I don't always get on Facebook Messenger, so you may send something and it may be several days later before I actually see it. So please be patient with me. And just be patient with me because I will eventually get back to you. So anyway. Okay. Oh, and also, thank you to those of you who just surprised me with offerings. You're sowing seed into this precious ministry that the Lord has given to me. And I do pray over your seed and over you and your family and, you know, however he leads me. So your offerings are getting prayed over. And just know that you reap the same harvest that I reap. That's one thing I think a lot of people don't understand. You may not be the one to go to another country or nation or travel to another state to minister. You're not the one who's doing this program, but you have partnered with me, and you're sowing your precious seed, and it's so precious to me. I always stay in awe, and as you know, I don't ever take offerings up on this little Blog Talk radio program that I've been doing for 13 and a half years. But God has so blessed it that he moves on the hearts of those who are willing to sow that seed. And so, again, it's your seed is prayed over, and you are reaping a harvest as well. You get the same harvest. And so, praise the Lord, you've got harvest all over the world to where this little program has gone into, which now I'm so happy to announce it's about 32, I think it's 32 nations now. So to God be all the glory and honor and praise for that. Amen. Hallelujah. As my one grandson, my son, like he's in his 40s now, but when he was 7 years old and he had gotten baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, the fire of God would come on him, and he would say, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mom, hallelujah." He couldn't say hallelujah. He'd get an R in there some way, and he'd say, "I'm hot." He'd say, "I'm hot. Mommy, I'm hot, hot." And I would tell him, I would say, "Casey, that's the fire of the Holy Ghost." And so, praise the Lord for that. Anyway, okay, moving on. Praise the Lord. I know some of you were able to tune in last week. Some of you weren't. Today, you can go back and you can listen to, you know, what I talked about last week. Excuse me, and what I shared. Okay, let me get a drink of water, y'all. And what I shared, not that this is actually a continuation of it, but kind of flows with it. And so I'm so grateful for what the Lord gives me to encourage you with every week on your journey so that you can step out and, first of all, to be all that you were born to be. And then second, to be able to do all that you were called to do, that you were predestined to do. And so I always share with people, you know, sometimes we start doing things before we become. But the thing is that if you will keep becoming who you were born to be, and how we do that is by the molding, of course, and the shaping of God through his spirit and by his spirit. And as you become who you were born to be, it's so many times you just end up doing what you were called to do. And it's not something that you've really sometimes thought about or, you know, that you've even imagined. You just kind of start walking in the power of God. You start walking in and being his hands and feet and doing things that you do or, like I said, or even imagined that you would do. And so, you know, I'm so always so in awe at what God does. And, you know, I've been walking in this, walking on this journey for many decades, for several decades. And I still just am so in awe at times at what God, what he's already done, but what he's doing and what he's going to do. And so we don't want to really get focused on what he's done and what he's going to do, and we're grateful for that, but we want to always embrace today, because God said today is the day of salvation. Embrace this day today, this day that you have, because you and I are not guaranteed tomorrow. And I pray that everyone, that we all wake up tomorrow and we're able to fulfill, you know, the purpose of God in our life because of the plan that he came up with that would give him glory. And but I just, you know, I continually want to praise, and because it just never ceases to amaze me what God does. It's mind-boggling sometimes. He chose you and he chose me to be his hands and feet here in the earth. How amazing is that? He wants his spirit to flow through us, his power, his comfort, you know, his love. He gave us authority. He said that he has given us power over all the power of the enemy. Okay? He gives us the opportunity to receive our heavenly language, you know, praying in the spirit. And we need to be able to pray in the spirit. I know there's a lot of controversy about that in some denominations, but as a child of God, we're not a part of a denomination. We're a part of the kingdom of God, and we're, you know, a part of heaven. And God has given us this beautiful language. It's a godly language. It's a prayer language that the devil cannot understand. And what it does is when we pray in the spirit, it builds up our most holy faith. And I don't know about you, but man, I need for my faith to be built up. You know, Jude said, build up your most holy faith by praying in the spirit. So when I pray like that in the spirit, I'm building up my faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I'm building up my point in time. Faith is no longer hope, but faith has become substance, the substance of Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so so when we pray in the spirit, okay, God is spirit, God is faith. Faith is the spirit. So we're praying in the spirit. We're building up our most holy faith. We're causing substance to come and to manifest in our life. So he's given us that heavenly language, that heavenly prayer language that builds up our faith. Oh, my goodness. And then, oh, my goodness, that precious anointing oil. He's given us the anointing, and he said the anointing in your life, that it will destroy yokes of bondage and it'll lift burdens. But it doesn't just destroy yokes of bondage in your life and lift burdens off of your life, others. So he's given us all of those things right there. And I always say, what more could we ask for to live a supernatural life? To be able to move, to be his hands and feet, to be the move of God. Now, last week I shared with you and I encouraged you and challenged you to step out of your comfort zone and to be those hands and feet, to touch someone's life with God's power, with his spirit, his presence, that changes their life. So I hope you did that. I hope you just stepped out of your comfort zone. You just really forgot about what you think about yourself, your inabilities, your shortcomings, your, you know, we think about all the reasons why we can't. Start embracing the things about why you can. And all of those things that I just shared with you, they're actually in the little paragraph that I wrote for this particular program today. And it's those things are the things that will encourage you and will help you. And if you'll take those and read those things, because it's the Word, okay? I don't have scripture. I don't have the book, the chapter, and the scripture by it, but it's all the Word of God. And what it will do is it will encourage you, you know, read those things for you and I to have in our life and to live the kind of life that God wants us to live, a supernatural life. It's all possible because of Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness, y'all. What would we do without the power of the Holy Spirit? I'm so grateful. The Word of God says, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. It's by His Spirit. And so we have to believe that Holy Spirit is working in us as we choose to cooperate with Him, to be led by Him. And listen, it just always doesn't make sense, some of the things that God would have you to do, even some of the things that He would, you know, when you're out and you think you're going one place and then you end up at another place, but because you were led by the Spirit, there's a divine appointment that's waiting for you. We have to quit being so set in our agenda and what we feel like we need to be doing every day or where we need to be going, because, you know, God doesn't, he comes, it seems like, sometimes at the most, not times that are conducive to where I am spiritually. So it's like sometimes when it's just nothing spiritual has been happening, and then boom, He will show up by His Spirit and He'll have me to speak to someone that opens up the door for what God has purposed and planned. And, of course, afterwards, I'm like, oh, wow, that's why I came here. That's why I didn't go where I thought I was going. And I came here instead. And so, you know, a couple of weeks ago, well, it's maybe been about a month ago now, I was in a little store here in our town in Brockwall. And it's like a, what is it called, like a discount store. And it was called Burke's, but now it's called Bell's. So not like the Bell's, the old-time Bell's that was around, but it's another Bell's because it's actually Burke's, but they just changed the name. So, okay, so anyway, so I wasn't even going to go in there. It was so funny. And so I went in, and when I got in there, I was looking in one little area, and then I thought, oh, I need to go check out their little boots, because fall starts, they get in a good supply of different kind of boots. Sometimes they have ones that are comfortable, and, you know, sometimes they don't. So I went back there, and I was trying on a pair of boots, and they fit really good, and I was so grateful. You know, the arch was good. Everything was perfect about it. And then I saw this lady, and she had on a pair of pink boots, and my heart was just like, oh, I like those boots. I want those boots. And so anyway, I looked for them in my size, and, of course, there was none. And so anyway, I just told her, I said, oh, those look so cute. I love those. Those are precious on you. And she took them off. And she said, well, if you want these, she goes, well, what's your size? What size do you wear? And I said, oh, well, I already looked at my size. I don't have any, but I wear a size 7. And she goes, oh, well, these are 7s. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. She said, you can have them. I said, well, they look so cute on you. And she said, well, yeah, but she said, my ankles are so skinny. She goes, when I was walking, they're rubbing the side of the boots too much, and I'm afraid they're going to make my ankles raw from rubbing on them. They're going to make them red. And so I was so blessed, just like, oh, Lord, you're so good. So I got them, and just ecstatic. They fit perfect, too. So I walked on through the store and, you know, stopped and looked at stuff and everything, and then I headed up to the front to check out. And it turns out when I got up there that she and her mother were in front of me in the line. And so we just started talking, and praise God, you know, they were believers, and I was commenting on her mother's T-shirt because, you know, it was a Christian T-shirt, and we were just talking about that, and, you know, things just, you just open up more and more, and it was just a really a blessed time. So there were a lot of people in the line, and because there was only one lady that was checking out, and then another lady finally came up, and so the lady in front of me, she goes on, and she's getting checked out, and so in the meantime, the another checker's coming up, but she comes back to me, and she goes, can I see those, can I see these boots? And I said, sure. So I gave them to her, and she goes up, and she says, put these on my bill. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And so she came back to me, and she said, okay. She goes, be sure and let the checker know that these are already paid for. And so I was so blessed, and so I get up, you know, to the checker, and she's ringing up my other boots. And so then the when I tell her that this lady over here paid for these boots, I just almost broke. I mean, my eyes got teary-eyed, and, you know, actually some tears came down my face. I said, this is just such a blessing. Well, I turned around. There was a mother with two teenage daughters, and one of the daughters, her eyes were watered up. And then one of the checkers, her eyes was watering up. The lady that was checking me out said, oh, my goodness. She goes, my eyes are fixing to tear up, too. It was such a precious moment. It's like everybody up there and people that were in the line closest to where we were, which probably was about 10 people, everybody got blessed by the Lord. And she comes over to me and, you know, or I had, the lady had rung me up for my other pair of boots, and I was walking off, and the lady that got the boots for me, she looked at me, and she said, do you know, she said, God sent me 500 miles, bless you. And that just like, ooh, it just went so deep into my spirit. She goes, 500 miles. She goes, that's how far I drove, but Daddy wanted to bless you today. And I just started thinking, wow, God, that you would send someone from another state 500 miles to bless me. But I thought about all the times. Now, see, now I'm going to get weepy. Oh, I thought about all the times that God has had me to bless people. And to be those hands and feet to encourage them or to give them something or to just give them a hug that they feel the presence of God. They'll literally say, oh, I feel something. I've got chills on me, you know, which opens up the door to say, well, that's God. You know, that's the Holy Spirit. And then he turns around. It was so humbling, but it was so just really, I'm trying to say this. It's like it kind of was like a, I don't know how to say this, y'all. I don't know how to say it. It's like it jump-started me again. Not that I have stopped giving to people, because I continually want to be the hands and feet of God and whatever he tells me to get and to put in the car. Sometimes I put things in my car, and it may not be even that day that I end up giving that away, but there will come a moment when it's like, okay, this is for that person. Go get that out of the car and give it or whatever. But things like that, listen, those are things that touches people's heart, but it changes their heart. It changes their life, and they know that God has their number. You know, God's got them in their thoughts and on his mind. And so that was kind of when that happened. It just really reiterated to me how much God loves us. He loves you so much. And he has, that love was so great that he gave up his only begotten son. And then Jesus, he loved the Father so much that he was willing to leave his place of glory, that place that he resided, and come to this filthy earth. Come on, somebody. And, you know, he became sin. He knew no sin, but he became sin so that you and I could have what we have today in Christ, in God, so that we could be the hands and feet of God, so that we could, the Lord, and that doesn't have to be in the pulpit. That can be wherever you are, so that we can have all these things that God made available for us to live a supernatural life and to be a prophetic people, to be a disciple, and to make other disciples. And so what a honor. You have so much potential in you as a born-again believer. And I just want to just encourage you, you know, that we are living in such an amazing day, and you've never had a moment like this before. And so I just want to encourage you to always know that God has something for you. You remember what I've taught you before. You are a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are. You are a minister. So you don't have to be behind a pulpit. In fact, I always tell people you don't want to be. But you still have the same responsibility as someone behind the pulpit. You still have responsibility and an accountability to God every time you open up your mouth or say or pray in his name. You're praying with someone or you're encouraging them with the word. You still have a responsibility to be accountable to God, to be sure that you are moving by his Spirit. And so every day God will give you the opportunity. And sometimes it could be that to get on your phone. You know, sometimes you need to just go ahead and answer it because you never know if that's a divine appointment. And so I just, you know, I want you to know that God wants you to keep on opening yourself up to him and keep knowing him more and more and more, growing in your relationship with him. And just know that you were created to do great and mighty exploits. And so God wants you. You know, he chose you to fashion you and mold you after himself and his Son and Holy Spirit. And so keep stepping out of your comfort zone, okay? You got to keep stepping out of your comfort zone. And listen, I was just talking to someone the other day about first impressions. When you're out in public and you have that impression about going up to a person or you're looking to say something to someone, and then you step back and you start thinking about it, don't do that. Go ahead and step out. And I promise you, you're going to see the hand of God move in your life. I promise that you're going to see him do something in and through you that you cannot even imagine. He's just such an awesome God. And so I pray today that you have been encouraged by what I have shared, and that you're going to keep your zone. I want to encourage you to be sure and mark your calendar. Of course, join me next week on the 8th, but on November the 15th, I'm going to have a precious sister, a new friend in Christ. Y'all know I don't have very many people on my program. In 13 and a half years, I maybe have had about 23 people. And this is doing this little Blog Talk program every single week. So you figure 52 weeks and 13 and a half years, that's a lot of podcasts or programs or whatever you want to call them. But she is precious. Her name is Diana Perkins Scawthorne, and that's S-C-O-T-H-O-R-N. And she just has an amazing testimony. Oh, my goodness. She has an awesome testimony, and you will be so encouraged. I can't even begin to tell you how your life will be changed and how encouraged you will be. One thing that she says, and she said this just recently, she said, when we live under our circumstances instead of God's promises, we live in darkness, unable to take the next step. And so anyway, that's November the 15th. And Diana Scawthorne, you can Google her, I think, or you can definitely go on Facebook and search out for her. But you will be so encouraged. So I love y'all. Let me just pray for you before we end this broadcast today. Father, thank you for all of my friends that are listening today all over the world and that will listen in the days to come. Father, I just thank you, and I want to praise you for all that you've done in their life and what you're going to do in and through them. Father, I just pray, Lord God, that you would help them by the power of your Holy Spirit as they say yes to you and as they step out and they step out of your hands and feet. They're operating in your authority, and your power is manifesting in them. And Father, I pray too, Lord God, that they would rise up in their faith, that you would strengthen them. Father, and I just thank you right now for anyone that is listening. Listen, if you're listening right now, whenever you're listening and you do not have your prayer language, I'm just going to pray for you right now, and I'm going to release the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. So right now in Jesus' name, and just lift your hands up if you're able to do that, I release the baptism of the Holy Ghost in fire, and I just speak over you right now that you have your heavenly prayer language, that you can speak with new tongues even now. So just begin to praise him. Just begin to say hallelujah. And as you say hallelujah, when you say lalu, lalu, that's how loose your tongue is. When the Holy Spirit, when you allow the Spirit of God to start manifesting in you and you're cooperating with him and you're praying, you will find when you start praying, it'll be like that. Your tongue is very loose because it is you, but it's not. It is the Spirit of God in you. It's your spirit man that is praying. So just receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost right now and the fire of God in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that you have anointed each and every one. Father God, I thank you for your purpose or your plan unfolding and revealing their purpose in life, and that they would begin to see things every single day because they are a sign and a wonder and a miracle, but they are sensitive to your Holy Spirit and they are moving by your Spirit, and people's lives are being touched and changed. Ooh, I feel him right now. So Father, thank you. Thank you for that. And Father, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. I will be back with you again next week on November the 8th. And you want to tune in. I'm going to have some exciting news for you. And don't forget, mark your calendars for November the 15th. It will probably be an hour to an hour and a half program because, she'll be praying for people as well. So you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss any Wednesday. Okay, I love you. go forth with a heart of thanksgiving and prayer and choose to glorify God in all that you do and to live and walk in His glory every day. Okay, until next week. Bye-bye.